specialty stuff, mm-hmm. but for the most part, we didn't buy too much in the line of vegetables, because what we didn't eat in the summertime, we canned a lot, mm-hmm. and that applied to some of the fruits as well, apples, peaches. We canned a lot of those, and berries. So we had a lot of things that we canned during the summer that we would use during the winter.
Mm-hmm. What about for clothes or other things? What did your mother make that, or did you go shopping anywhere?
Well, she made some things, but you know, we shopped a lot, you know, in the clothing stores, you know, there at Roswell. The Roswell store had clothes, and there were other shoe stores and clothing stores, mm-hmm. you know, that you always could go to. Well, you could buy work clothes and mm-hmm. dress clothes, suits, mm-hmm. whatever you needed.
You worked in Atlanta when you were working, correct? So how did people get between Roswell and Atlanta? What was the relationship like between Roswell and Atlanta?
I had a car. You know, that I bought a car for my transportation to and from work and also school. So I went to school at night and worked during the day. And while I was going to school, night school, I was what they call going to the officer stations in the Masonic Lodge. And I became a at the lodge in 1960. I graduated in 1959. Mm-hmm. So,
did you come home between work and going to night school, or did you stay out of town the whole time and then come home later?
You didn't go every night. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, you went like three nights a week. Mm-hmm. But my brother and I both went, and we shared we'd take turns driving. And we went straight from work. We had showers and everything at work. We'd take a shower, change clothes, and go on to school. And then it'd be late getting home.
But it was worth it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the rest of the time, you studied at home, mm-hmm. that type of thing. So it was pretty busy at night as well as daytime.
Yeah. When you were younger, how did you get, did you go to Atlanta when you were a teenager?
My dad had, he had cars and trucks.
He let you take them
out? We had a car. Do what?
He let you borrow them?
We could borrow a car every now and then when I was in high school, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, it was competition for the car, you know. I had two other brothers, you know, that was driving age. And they dated too, so. Mm-hmm. You had to pretty much compete for the car. But we didn't really run around that much.
Mm-hmm. School life like in Roswell? What kind of activities did you do with your school or outside of school at that age?
We didn't have a whole lot going on at school. They still had, you know, some. Well, when I was in grammar school, there wasn't much going on. There was, you know, other activities. At school, your regular activities, you know, your church, your school, school plays and your little baseball games and things like that. Get involved in, and but for the most part, you know, we just our activities was on the weekends, you know, mm-hmm. and you had chances to go to parties or go to movies and get involved in things like that, go fishing. Mm-hmm.
Did you have any favorite memories from school or teachers that you thought were really influential when you were younger?
Well, that was, you know, high school, you know, those were the main ones, you know, that I thought more of. Of course, I was older, you know.
Right.
Going to grammar school,